When I learned the title of today's conversation, I thought we were going to talk about horror movies because we're talking about the dead person rule, but that's not what it is, right?
No, and in fact, for our audience, we can be a little more gentler. We can talk about the teddy bear rule.
Same thing, nicer name?
Exactly, and it's really a simple idea. So I'm a psychologist, and I'm a behavioral psychologist, so I'm really interested in behavior, and in particular, trying to help people change their behavior. So I spend a lot of time thinking about that, but not just in my professional life. Right? It turns out that we're trying to help people change their behavior all the time when we're, you know, raising kids, having pets, working with others. And this sort of dead person rule is the idea that when we're getting involved with behavior change, we want to be careful to define what we're working on as something that a dead person can't do better than the person or organism we're trying to teach.
Okay. Can we have an example?
Sure. Let's say we want someone not to swear.
Okay.
It's a good goal, something we could work on, sure. But here's the thing. Like, if you're going to compare any sort of person alive out there in the world, how are they going to do on not swearing compared to a teddy bear?
They're going to fail.
Right. Because it turns out if the goal is to do nothing, a dead person or a teddy bear is always going to do better than the person we're trying to work with. Let me give you another example to kind of get us into this picture. So Elsa's my dog. She's about 4 years old now. And she developed a new behavior just a few weeks ago that consisted of, how do we put it gently? You know, pawing me in the face to wake me up because she wants to go outside.
That's not a good behavior.
Not a great behavior. Right, because I'm sleeping, you know, restfully. And the next thing I know, I'm just, you know, being swatted at by my dog. Obviously, from my perspective, I don't like that behavior. I'd like her not to do that. And so if I think about it, I would say, well, she could keep her paws to herself, I guess we could say. It could be the goal. But the dead person rule would say, no, I can't do that. I can't just say I want her not to do that. I have to figure out a little more about what's going on and find a better solution. Right? Because it turns out she wasn't just hitting me for fun. She was hitting me as a way of communicating something. Right? And she wanted to go outside. She had to go to the bathroom. So in this case, the problem wasn't so much that, like, she was hitting me and that was bad. The problem was she needed to go out to the bathroom and she didn't have another way of asking or doing something else. So if I wanted her just to stop hitting me and waking me up, I could have come up with lots of solutions. I could have yelled at her. I could have said, bad dog. I could have dragged her outside and kept her outside. She'd be very sad if I did that. And those would all help punish the sort of pawing at me behavior, but they wouldn't teach her something new, something more effective that could work for us in the house, which would be how can she communicate her needs in a more appropriate way? And so, you know, I sort of thought about it because my first inclination was to maybe yell and say, bad dog. I didn't, but, you know, 3 a.m., I thought about it a little bit. had to calm down first. And after I thought about it, I realized she's trying to communicate. I should teach her a better way. So what I did and finally ended up doing is kind of hanging a bell by the door so that if she wanted to go outside, instead of hitting me, she'd hit the bell. I'd hear the bell. You could take her out. Have a plan so that she would have a better way of communicating than before. Often that's the same thing, especially with kids and sometimes folks who are having difficulty with things we call problem behaviors. Obviously, hitting in the classroom, yelling, those sorts of things are not good. We don't want those. But oftentimes they have a function. And sometimes for kids who don't have language, like kids with autism spectrum disorders, that might be their only way of communicating. Right? So instead of just trying to take that away, to say, don't hit, don't yell, stop it, we want to teach them a new skill, something they can do that's more effective to help them meet their needs in the world. And I think that's where this idea of the dead person rule fits in. It's part of a psychology known as applied behavior analysis. And it's the idea that we can help people when we're helping people change behaviors. We want to teach them something new, give them a skill to more effectively communicate or get their needs met in the world and not just get rid of things we don't like right away.
When we had our first child, I remember reading a lot of research, and the gist of it was talk to your child as if he or she was an adult. Is that what it's saying? Explain the situation, explain options for achieving the same thing rather than just yelling at them and saying this is bad?
Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't always have to be explaining. You know, sometimes we talking can be good, but sometimes even explaining itself can be part of, get kind of wrapped up into the problem. I think it's about kind of, you know, the way I like to think about it is when we're kind of looking at behavior and we see something we don't like or something that bothers us, we really kind of become a detective, you know? So I train my students and I think of myself as a behavioral detective. I want to figure out what's going on in the environment, what's going on behind this behavior, right? So what about a kid in the classroom who pushes over his desk? You know, what I could do is look and see what's going on before or after that. And if I find out that he's only pushing over his desk when he gets math worksheets, he'll do reading, spelling, everything's fine. But whenever a math problem gets in front of him, he's pushing over that desk. What do you think that says?
He doesn't like math.
Yeah, he doesn't like math. He doesn't know how to do it. There's something about that. And then we can go in. And it's, so the problem isn't necessarily pushing the desk, though we don't like that. There seems to be a bigger problem here with math. And if we can help and give him support there, can we get him to stop pushing over the desk and get him to achieve in math or figure out what's going on there to help him be more successful at school at the same time?
I mean, I'm guessing this process is much more difficult if you're dealing with a child who's on the spectrum or facing other behavioral difficulties.
Well, sure. And it can be more intensive, right? This can be from just sort of casual observation like I described. It took me one or two times with my dog and being woken up in the night before I started thinking pretty strongly about a solution. But yes, yeah, sometimes with kids or adults who have developmental disorders like autism spectrum or other sorts of challenges, the process can be more intense. And sometimes, you know, it really takes, sometimes our detective work takes kind of bringing kids into environment and sort of changing their environment to try to understand and see patterns. So sometimes they jump out at us and it's you know, we can move really quickly. Sometimes we have to move a little more slowly and more thoroughly. But, you know, what's exciting here is that inside the simple rule about the teddy bear, that instead of just getting rid of behavior, we want to teach something new, we really can open up opportunities for independence, for communication, and to offer those opportunities to kids and adults who otherwise might be left behind. And I think that's what's so important about this. By taking the time not just to see, hey, I don't like this, stop it, but I don't like this, and what's going on, and what's happening in the environment before and after it, and what might I be able to change so that I can teach them something new and something different that would benefit them and me, we can get to a better place and really help kids, help adults, and help each other, increase our independence and live the lives we want to live in the world.